Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're excited about the announcement that we released on yesterday and that you heard again in the intro today. Living Word Church, an assignment from God for the next generation. And we want to invite you to be a part of what God is doing. We truly know that God is in it. This was not man's idea. It was too much to let go and too much work to be man's idea.
Yeah.
When man has an idea, we tend to do things more gradually.
Yes.
We tend to still hold on to a little bit of this and hold on to a little bit of that. But we are totally releasing the old and embracing the new. We want to invite you to check out our new website, which is livingwordchurchcoco.com. And you can find out some of these keywords that you're hearing here regarding Living Word Church.
And let's talk this morning with our mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just want to jump into that, Dan, this morning and talk why we exist. Living Word Church has a mission, a mandate. The mandate is we exist, number one, to encounter God. You come to Living Word Church, one of the mission there is to encounter God. And you say, who wants to have an encounter with God? My hand is up.
Yeah.
You got to have an encounter, because when you and I have a true encounter with God, then life worth living.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you and I have a true encounter with God, then life worth living.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. Mm-hmm. Not read about God, but have an encounter with God. Mm-hmm. And as I'm saying this, Emily and Dan, this morning, like this woman, the woman at the well, Samaritan woman, had an encounter with God that changed her life and changed her community. One encounter. When we read in the Bible, that day when she met Jesus at the well, that was her encounter. Now, she heard about Jesus. She heard, because she says it in the old story about her father, Jacob, who built a well. She knows all about that, but she never have an encounter with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's Jesus even tell her, said, lady, you're talking about a God that you do not know. And so many people is talking about a God that they do not know.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need is to have an encounter with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because a true encounter with God changes one life forever.
It's in John chapter 4,
yeah,
in verse 29. The woman says, when she goes back to tell the people in her city, she says, come, see a man who told me all things,
yes,
that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
Yes.
Then they went out of the city and came to him. Now, think about that. The things that he told her that she did weren't good things.
Things, yeah.
But she's excited because she had an encounter.
Come here.
And then she received the love, the forgiveness, the transformation, that all her dirt is not putting her in a position now of bondage and regret and shame. She says, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Now, if somebody's airing all your dirty laundry, you're not going to go run and get a crowd and say, hey, I want you to come see this person that's telling every bad thing that I ever did in my life. So this wasn't a regular man.
Yeah.
This wasn't a regular encounter.
Yeah.
This was an encounter with the transformative power of Jesus Christ to be able to wash away all of her sin and have her in such a state of enthusiasm, in such a state of love and awe and compassion that she wants to share this message because she had an encounter that lifted her from her darkest place, who revealed her deepest secret and still expressed love, compassion, and care for her. So then she goes back and she says, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? So at Living Word Church, we exist to set the atmosphere for an encounter with God.
Yes.
Amen. A personal connection.
If there's any other time, is now. Mm-hmm. That this generation need an encounter with God. Mm-hmm. Need an encounter, a personal encounter with God.
And not just information.
Yeah.
Because there is so much information
everywhere.
We're not lacking. In this time in society, we are not lacking information. We have an overflow, surges of information from every direction, all different perspectives, all different twists, what this one said, how this one translated it, this one's interpretation, that one's interpretation, and the information alone is not enough to bring forth change. We need revelation, an encounter with God, the living word. The Bible tells us that the word of God is living. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's able to pierce between the soul and the spirit. And a lot of, you know, churches are preaching to the soul and not from the spirit. You know, people are doing a lot of hooping and a lot of hollering and a lot of gymnastics and such, but their lives are not being transformed. So it's the spirit, an encounter with God through the living word, through his spirit.
And I love that. An encounter with God, how? Through the living word. Mm-hmm. How do we encounter God? Through the living word. How does one encounter God? Let me repeat again on this Tuesday morning. Through the living word. Jesus declared in John, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word becomes flesh. That's it. So when we says having an encounter, that's what we're talking about.
And like we talked about many times before, we say our spirit becomes alive.
Yes.
So it all connects. The living word, we have an encounter with God, our life changes, and our spirit becomes alive. And the transformation many times is very visible. I know of this one person that had a not-so-good life. She had done a lot of different things, and she was very sorry. And when she first started to go to church, all she did was cry and cry and cry. And all it did was it healed her. And now she's a completely transformed person. And all the things she did in the past are totally forgiven. And she's visibly changed. And this is what it means to have an encounter with the Almighty.
Is to have a changed life.
Amen.
When my life changed, then I truly know, not by man, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's what we will teach at Living Word. Mm-hmm. And you come to Living Word, I promise you, you will learn the Word of God, and it will become flesh. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. And the Word becomes flesh. When you encounter the word, it becomes a part of you. Mm-hmm. When Jesus teach and Jesus says, you are the light, you are the salt, he's talking about you become the word. You and I can be light without the word. The word is what gives light and life. The word is what gives flavor. So my life has no flavor without the living word. My life has no light without the living word. Say, and it's not from the head. Because there's a lot of people know a lot of word in the head, but it hasn't gone to the heart. And we're going to talk at Living Word that you have to have a heart transplant. That's it. You got to have a heart transplant by the word. That old stony heart of yours got to be gone. And a new heart need to come. You know who cried out, guys? He says, David. David cried out in Psalms 51. He says, create in me a new heart and a right spirit. He cried out for that. A new heart. A heart that can generate the love of God. As I feel like preaching. I sound like I'm preaching this morning. But we're talking about having an encounter because we have this new assignment in this new 20 years. We had already complete 20 years of ministry at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. And now we begin a new 20 years with a brand new assignment, with a brand new mandate from God. Teach my people to have an encounter with me. That's a new assignment. And we're going to do it. We're going to carry it out. We're going to tell you that without you become, without you knowing God, not from the head, but from the heart, have a heart transplant, have a heart experience, have knowing he become living and active in you. So we will teach you that. You heard it this morning. Oh, listeners, you hear it. I'm excited about this new mandate because it's an assignment from God, and I'll encourage you to become a part of it.
In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, that's where what we're saying comes from. He says, I will give you a new heart.
Yes.
And put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh.
Come on.
And give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. So it's our heart condition. He said, but God said, I'm going to take out. You know, sometimes we're waiting on God to chisel away because we're only giving a little tad of our heart here and there. Yeah, we're waiting to chisel it away. But he says, no, we need a heart transplant. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.